Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me start by saying the majority of the reviews I've read have not been kind. Now, with that said, here's a bit of background on the movie. Justice League brings five superheroes together to fight a formidable foe by the name of Steppenwolf, who is on a death-defying mission to destroy the world. With an enemy as evil and vindictive as Steppenwolf, Batman realizes that he can't go it alone if he's to find a way to save Earth from complete destruction. So he enlists Wonder Woman's help in convincing three of her fellow metahumans, Cyborg, The Flash, and Aquaman, to unite and fight in defense of humanity.
I need warriors. I'm building an alliance to defend ourselves.
You should get out. Can you at least point me to Atlantis?
But even after joining forces, the team realizes their battle is just beginning.
Here's the thing. See, I'm afraid of bugs and guns and obnoxiously tall people and murder, and I can't be here. It's really cool you guys seem ready to do battle and stuff, but full transparency, I've never done battle. I've just pushed some people and run away.
Now, you might be able to guess that that clip featured The Flash. Now, when Batman begins to realize what the team is up against, he longs for another superhero, one who, unfortunately, can no longer be called upon.
He lived in this world, fell in love, got a job. Despite all that power, the world needs Superman.
While I like this movie much better than I liked Batman vs. Superman, that doesn't say a whole lot because I didn't like Batman vs. Superman at all. There were some bright spots in Justice League, but just not enough to make this movie a must-see. If you're a diehard fan of the DC Universe, regardless of the reviews, you'll probably be in a theater this weekend to check it out. But if you're not a diehard fan, you may just want to wait. Justice League stars native Detroiter J.K. Simmons as Commissioner Gordon, Ben Affleck returns as Batman, Henry Cavill is Superman, Gal Gadot is Wonder Woman, Jason Momoa stars as Aquaman, Ezra Miller is The Flash, and Ray Fisher stars as Cyborg. See you at the movies. I'm Terry Lee, a member of the Broadcast Film Critics Association for WWJ News Radio 950.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.